Time now for our Tech Talk segment. We check in with David Snell every Tuesday right after the 8 o'clock news. David is our tech guy over from Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
David, good morning. How are you today?
Well, good morning, Lisa, and good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. Okay, so let's see. We're going on to Facebook again. Let's get ready to log in and see what's going on, see if there's anything interesting in Facebook land today. And so Facebook's a great place for things to spread, right?
Yeah, it's like an infectious disease, pretty much, in some cases. But I'm sure you've seen this recently, and we've been seeing it for quite a while. It's the friend who's posted something that says, "Warning, everything you've ever posted on Facebook becomes public tomorrow."
Yes, I've seen that. Frequently.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so
I guess we, like most of these things, I tend to ignore it because you start to see like multiple things, and it's the same exact speech just copied, right?
Exactly. I'm glad to hear you ignore it, Rob, because that's what everyone should do. But unfortunately, or maybe it's just my friends on Facebook who want to share this to protect me from all the big and bad things that Facebook does, because I see probably three or four of these a day recently.
Oh, no.
In my Facebook post, in my feed. And maybe my friend's just not that technologically astute, but they're doing it, and I have to go in. I just feel it's my duty to go in and say, this is a hoax. It's not real. Don't do it. Please don't fill up everyone else's Facebook feeds with this stuff.
Mm-hmm. And people tend to put a lot of legal stuff or copy, you know, paragraphs such and such of the so-and-so laws, but if you make a statement or something, you're protected.
Exactly, and that's what they're trying to say, that if you make the statement saying, I do not give Facebook any or any associated entities rights to use my stuff anywhere they want. But unfortunately, what that is, you know, one thing that Facebook freely admits, that once you or I have agreed to their terms and conditions, which we do just by using Facebook, you've granted them a non-exclusive, non-transferable, sub-licensable, royalty fee, everything, that they can do anything they want with anything you post.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So no matter what you post afterward, it doesn't have any consequences to the terms of service that you've agreed to by simply using Facebook.
So this came up last week when we talked about terms of service for an app. In order to actually use an app and to get started, you have to agree.
Yeah, click agree.
Mm-hmm.
Just click agree.
They force you to agree to whoever it is, whether you read it or not, or whether you even understand it or not.
Yeah.
It was interesting as I read through these, and one of them says that it's citing you can be in violation of privacy, can be punished by law, UCC, blah, 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 and the Rome Statute. Now, that caught my eye, and I said, well, I wonder what the heck the Rome Statute is. Well, it's a court in the Netherlands.
Oh, okay.
So,
as opposed to the Rome Statute.
I'm sure they're going to have a lot to do with they're going to have my Facebook photos of me in court in the Netherlands, I'm guessing. So.
Yeah. Well, okay, so, doing this is a waste of time, but it doesn't harm you in any way? Is it just when people put that out there?
No, it doesn't harm you. It doesn't harm anyone at all. It's a waste of time, and it also it clogs up feeds. As I said, I'm getting four or five a day.
Yeah.
I don't know how many other people are getting them. But if people continue to copy and paste and share them this way, then it's going to just, you know, more people are going to get involved again. Now, this has been going on back since 2012. November 2012 is when this started.
Oh.
And it's been started circulating. So it's still going on 7 years later. And I think it still has a lot of life left in it, the way I'm seeing it coming up now.
Oh,
boy,
these
things are tough. It's hard. Well, it was just 50 years since we landed on the moon, and people still say it was fake. This stuff doesn't go away,
right.
David. It's hard. It keeps coming back. People just can't understand the truth. They just keep wanting to bring up the same old things again.
I think, too, when you add some sort of legal component to it, it scares people into thinking, oh, well, I have to do something. I have to do something about this.
Yeah. You must paste and copy. Okay, so do that.
Yeah.
And, again, I guess the statement that we're saying again is, here's the phrase, don't clog the feeds. Don't clog the feeds with the useless stuff.
There you go. When you see something like this, don't just forward it. Do just a little bit of due diligence and take a quick look on Snopes or somewhere else on the Internet to see if it's true, because this was a very simple process to type into Snopes two or three words of the beginning of this, and it popped up stuff back to 2012.
Mm.
So actually, just do everyone a favor and just say no.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This message from David Snell from Act Smart IT. Just say no. Hey, David, what about, have you guys gotten another Facebook thing? Mm. This obviously must be some kind of trap as well. In your messages, did you get a message saying it's like a YouTube video and it says, it's you? And then I mean, I don't even know how to delete sometimes. I just don't open it. But what is that all about?
Well, that is you. And that's something that Facebook thinks we want.
Oh, it is?
So they'll send us, this is you, and they'll send you a compilation of some of your photos. They'll tell you what your favorite or your most looked at post was. All of these things that Facebook thinks we should be bothered with to get us logged back in again.
This one is coming in.
It's coming through Messenger.
From another person.
Yeah, and it's coming from individual friends, you know, to individual friends. And it's like almost like a YouTube link,
maybe. Yeah, it says a YouTube link.
And it says,
it's
you. Is this you?
Or is this you?
Yes, ??
Okay.
Or I found you.
So that one.
That one sounds bad.
You have to be careful because I've individually text messaged, you know, outside of Facebook, the people who have sent this. And I've said, did you send me something? And they said, no, I didn't. So these are people that have had compromised accounts, hacked accounts somehow, and this is what it's sending out to their
friends list.
Yeah, I've gotten several in the last week.
Yeah, and I got a message from someone I don't think I'd ever write necessarily that doesn't know me very well. So it came into my...
Do you use Messenger? Both of you use Messenger on a regular basis?
From time to time, yeah.
Okay. Now, Lisa, you're absolutely right. That is a scam, and sometimes there's going to be some type of an attachment on that video that's going to cause you problems. So you're right exactly to ignore them. I turned off Messenger on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
I have no need to use it, and I could only imagine what I might be getting if I had it on.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah. I had it off for a while, and then I don't know why I turned it back on. But that is definitely also one that could catch people because you think, oh gosh, what's out there? What is out there that I don't know about? You know, it could because of the nature of the way the message is written it sounds urgent and it sounds like it's something bad. So people might be inclined to click, and of course, don't do it.
Hmm. All right.
Hopefully, anything that seems that urgent, you're going to investigate or ignore. Lisa, I want to tell you, I found something new in technology just recently. It's called a telephone. And if I need to get information from somebody, I just dial their phone number.
Isn't that amazing?
Wow.
Isn't it, huh?
How do you remember
all... And they say, hello.
How do you remember all these numbers, David?
Oh, I keep it in my Facebook Messenger account. What do you think?
All right, David Snell, our tech guy. You can always read more by following his blogs about ongoing topics from computers to telephones and beyond. David, where do people go?
Go to Xfart IT and click on my blog link or go to 959WATD.com and follow Robin and Lisa.
Thank you, David.
You guys have a great day.
You too.
Bye.